This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're a brave so-and-so. Nice that we have you joining us on this Monday, February the 7th, a week before Valentine's Day. All right, ladies, have you bought gifts for your loved one, your husbands? Both Jay and Victoria are married,
nope.
So I'm expecting... No!
It's a hard no.
No!
We don't celebrate Valentine's Day in our house. We never... Yeah. We did when we were dating, and there was one Valentine's Day where it was absolutely miserable. It was like the restaurant brought in tables from who knows where. We were basically on a quadruple date with strangers because the tables were that close to each other. The food wasn't that great, and it, like, service took forever. And after that, we were kind of like, why? It's not worth it.
I mean, Valentine's is on a Monday this year, so that's a school night, so we're going out on...
Well, why don't you do it on Sunday or Saturday or something?
Well, Sunday is the Super Bowl.
So now that spoil
Sunday,
everything.
Priorities, come on.
Yeah. So we're doing, I think we're doing Friday night dinner.
I'm going to the movies during the Super Bowl. I mean, how I deal with it. So how are we doing in the Olympics? The 2022 Olympics, I see Michaela Schifrin wiped out in her first ski. How are we doing in terms of medals, gold, frankincense, and myrrh? How
Not
are we doing
great.
In this? We aren't?
No gold, three silvers, no bronzes.
So
three medals total.
Okay, but let's take the top countries. Who has the most medals so far, and how is that all shaking out? Or is it relevant even anymore?
The most medals overall would be Russia's Olympics Committee with six medals, two gold, two silver, two bronze.
Why are they even? There's another corruption in the Olympic thing. That's another reason not to pay any
because
attention.
Because the athletes shouldn't be... held liable. They shouldn't be punished for what their government is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But they should have just taken Russia out of the name. It shouldn't even be Russian Olympics Committee.
All right, so what are some of the other names? This Chinese...
Sweden is in first place for medals as far as gold. So they have three gold.
Yeah. In what thing? Where are they doing well? Is it all... This is all like skiing and skating and all that stuff anyway, right? That's what the Olympics...
Well, the American figure skating team as a team event won silver, which is great because we won bronze last time. So it's, you know, we did better and the Russians won the gold. We have individual men's starts up tonight and then I think the individual women is in a week or so.
Yeah.
But... Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's Shaun White, as we mentioned. This is his last Olympics. He is not retiring from the sport, but retiring from Olympic competition. So a lot of people have eyes on him to see if he can take home a gold before, you know, he retires. So there's some good stuff in there. There was a really bad wipeout. I think it was a U.S. skier that was carried off in a stretcher. So you never want to see that. Yeah.
No. All right, so... Who is this young Chinese? Well, she's an American, so I'm wondering why she's on the Chinese team. Zhu Yi, is that her name? She fell, and she was crying in the ice skating or ice, some kind of competition on the ice. She's an ice. Why is she representing China if she was born in Los Angeles? Would be my question.
I don't know. That sometimes happens. If you're born in another country, but you're... I don't know. I always think that's strange, but that does happen. That's not the first time. So I'm not really sure. A lot of Chinese skaters train here and then, you know, we'll go back and skate for China. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure what her, you know, situation is.
Yeah. Anybody watch the Pro Bowl yesterday? AFC
no.
beat the NFC. I don't even know. Why do they have this other than they can fill up a stadium?
It's kind of like the NFL's All-Star Game, like they do for baseball and basketball. It used to be in Hawaii for how many years?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, they did use it. But it's difficult to get into Hawaii anymore. So there's another state. We got to, after going to Hawaii, what was it, after Thanksgiving, I went over there. The baloney, the waiting, it's just ridiculous getting in and out of there. the way I know that they sell it as protecting the island and all of that other stuff, but it's just it's very difficult. Maybe that's why they didn't do the Pro Bowl there. I'm speculating only, don't know that for sure. But anyway, what I do know for sure is there are new data this week on student loan debt here in our country. $1.75 trillion with a T. $1.75 trillion. It's growing six times faster than the nation's economy, the number of students. So why do we do this? You don't have to go to college. So why do so many people borrow? It's like we should feel guilty for having students go. It's a choice. It's like football players. You sign on the dotted line. So if you get killed playing football or you die a short, you live a short life because of it, you know what you're in for. So isn't that the same thing when it comes to borrowing money to go to school? You know.
Well, I think it's really more about the cost in general. It's, I mean, the
cost of school or cost of borrowing the money?
Cost of school and the cost of borrowing money. It's at a, usually it's at a pretty high interest rate. So, you know, it, I think that this should be really concerning to people because 43 million borrowers have federal student debt right now. And so when you're talking about, like, the next generation who's going, you know, you want people to buy houses and you want people to buy cars and have good jobs and be able to contribute into the economy. Well, when you're saddled with that much debt, how do you ever dig your way out?
But your choice is, if you don't want to be saddled with a debt, don't borrow the money. Don't go to school.
Well, if you don't go to college and you're but your earnings in many, many industries would be at a cap then. So, and why limit someone? I don't know. I just don't believe that anyone should be limited from education.
And based on the career choice you want, you have to.
I don't
want to
pay for somebody else. Why should I pay for your education?
That's not my decision. I didn't say you should pay for it.
Well, I'm a taxpayer, and that's these people want to use the tax dollar. Bernie's idea was to pay. Oh, everybody goes to college free. That's not free. Who are you kidding? So at this point, what do we do?
I think universities charging $80,000 a year is ridiculous. Yeah. It's ridiculous, but that's what it is.
College professors should work a lot harder than they do. I say that knowing lovingly that my daughter is a college professor, but she's taken on, beside teaching classes, she took on the responsibility of creating the writing department at UCLA. So she has something going on. I mean, I've seen her during the week, something going on from one end of the day to the next end of the day. It's not just about teaching, but it's about the other work that she's done and she's doing, she was asked to do, and she's doing it. But there are a lot of college professors who have tenure that don't do squat. Let's face it. They teach two or three classes, and that's it. They do research, they write papers, and that's one of the reasons that, you know, I'm not saying they shouldn't get paid, but they get paid. But I know going with the school that I went to, a lot different than the public schools. I went to a private school in Northwest Ohio, and their load was five classes a day. And that was back in, the 1960s? So people would say, wow, things have changed a lot since then. But why? What is the responsibility of the, if you're paying for a college, where you're paying this kind of dough, the professors have a very, and I say this advisedly, sort of elite clique. And they, you know, the American Association of University Professors is the strongest union. And, you know, they hold a lot of college the presidents of college, the people that do the negotiating, they hold their feet to the fire. And, I think more of it isn't about college professors aren't really overpaid, but I don't think they work enough. That'd be my read on it. Have fewer profs, have them teach more classes, and that cuts down the expense a lot. Yes or no, ladies? Is it that simple?
I don't know. I think you also have to address the fact that, you know, these lending companies are...
Oh, yeah, they're ridiculous.
I mean, it's unfair.
How do they get away with it? Why isn't the government...
Well, Bernie's been saying that forever, but no one wants to listen to Bernie.
Okay, so where are the rest of them? I don't...
AOC, Bernie and AOC, and then everybody else on the right just said, oh, a bunch of crackpots on the left.
No, that's not fair. Don't say that. Well, I find it...
That is what's said about Bernie and AOC the time. I will not recant that statement.
I'm not suggesting that ought to be the case, but what I'm saying is that it isn't always the good guys are on the left and the bad guys are on the right. In this circumstance, everybody goes to school. I just think that we have, and the public university student, the average student is borrowing $30,000 to get a bachelor's degree. That's, you know, not a lot. You can't buy a car unless you spend that kind of dough. So it's equivalent, if that's the real number, to buying a car. But the interest rate on buying a car is from 0 to, what, now 3%? And the borrowing here, the interest rate is like about 11 or 12%, like a credit card.
Maybe well, even, sometimes the loans are more than that. And that's, yeah, that is what
it's government
that
sanctioned. That's what they should be working. Bernie and AOC and whoever else, they should look at that. And I mean, I would think as a constituent, if you're, that means whether your congressperson is a Republican or a Democrat, get on the horn. And by the way, I found out this yesterday, having a conversation with somebody on the plane who's close to government relations in a particular field, that the way to get some action on your thoughts is to call the office of the senator and or the congressman. They don't pay attention to stuff that comes in email. They don't pay attention even to letters that come in. What they, for whatever the reason, what they pay attention to are phone calls. How many phone calls are they getting? And because they've kind of arranged it, so, you know, okay, I'm going to send out this poll to my constituents, and it has three choices, and that's how we'll tell what they are thinking, which is nonsense. But that's what's going on. So they, and they look at the trends and say, okay, yeah, we're going to pick that one, especially if it agrees with their point of view. If I were a congressman, I would want to do a poll every week and get the sense of what the people I'm serving think about the issues that I'm going to be voting on. Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
In this case, you know, what's the message?
I think some representatives are really good at that, and others just don't care. I mean, there are some that we hear about this all the time. They don't even live in the state they represent.
Yeah.
Let alone
Adam Schiff is a great example of that. And there are plenty of others, too. But plenty of them. So anyway, but the point is, in getting into the focus or to the bottom line of the student loan debt, the interest rate needs to be cut in half. The government needs to pass a rule that says if you're going to loan money, then it has to be at this rate. Otherwise, get out of the business. That's fair enough, isn't it? That's Doug's way of fixing the problem. And here we are already at 18 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Got a party of 10 coming in. We need to flip those two tables.
Leah's restaurant is fully booked night after night.
Section 3 is still behind.
She no longer has reservations about finally finding a hostess.
Why doesn't 23 have menus? Oh, those are in my hand.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Somebody asked me the other day how he could lose his belly fat.
Calendrin targets all over body fat. You know, of course, belly fat tends to be where everybody carries it. But Calendrin just really gives your body back what it needs. So it revs up your metabolism naturally, mm-hmm. and you burn off those fats and sugars the way that your body wants to. So you do lose the belly fat along with just all over toning, too.
So does Calendrin work best with a diet, with an exercise program?
Well, you know, we have people that have had success with it both ways. Obviously, if you're eating better, you know, eating in moderation, staying away from the sugars and the sodas, you know, you're going to see results faster than if you're just taking it by itself. But our 90-day program, that huge 86% success rate that we have, that's just with taking Calitrin alone. So check it out on our website, toploss.com. All the information is at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com or call us 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And use the DJV code for all these specials when you check out.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
JV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Put your hard hats on, Fabris, to get to the hard facts about what is trending. Jay Kirshner here with Victoria Keelan and Doug to focus on Adele, or maybe it's not Adele. It looks like Adele. It sounds like Adele, but is it really Adele? We'll find out after this.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
All right, so, Jay, is it Adele or isn't it Adele? It's like, remember the old commercial, is it Memorex or is it real? So, who is, I guess, you know, you got a lot of these lookalikes who do the legend show.
Yeah, the impersonators.
So is there somebody impersonating Adele?
There will be. Legends in Concert is the longest running, most awarded show in Vegas, and they're doing a spinoff series legendary divas, and they're offering, so it's going to be an Adele impersonator, a Celine Dion impersonator, Lady Gaga, Cher, hosted by a Joan Rivers impersonator, and for all of the Adele fans who had tickets to her now canceled residency, they can exchange their ticket for a free ticket to this residency.
Really? Is it officially canceled
now?
She's done? She backed out of the whole thing?
I don't think it is. I don't think it's fully canceled, but it's put on ice. And so whoever is holding a ticket to the Adele show, they can use their ticket to get a free ticket to this Legendary Divas.
So I hope
it's not fully, Adele's isn't fully canceled. I would love to
have her.
Well,
how do these people not get sued? How do these impersonators not get sued for looking, stealing the music, stealing the look?
Aren't they just lip syncing, like when you go to a drag show?
No, these ones, they're actually singing. These people are singing.
Oh. Cool.
I would think that would be, if it were the case, I'm sure some smart lawyer by now would have started lawsuits, but...
Well, they're just doing cover versions of the songs.
Yeah, think about all
but
of the
But are they
artists,
dressing,
like,
don't they
Musgraves.
Go
against,
yeah, Casey but do
Musgraves
they identify...
Just did, 9 to 5 Dolly Partons. They're always, every show you ever go to, any performer, they always do a cover or two of a song they like from another artist. All concerts do that.
Yeah, but these people go dressing, they have some trans guy looking like Cher.
Because they're not selling it as I am Cher. Everyone knows it's an impersonation show. But they use
Cher's name in the title, right? Come see somebody who looks like Cher. Right? That's how they get them to come in. Otherwise, how are they going to know what they're going to see?
The legality of this.
Well, if it was me, I'd sue him. Somebody did a Doug Steffen impersonation, I'm going to be right there suing him. Mm-hmm. Right on top of it. Yeah. Go get him. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz is making his first visit to Washington since taking office December 8th and will meet with President Biden at the White House today. The two will surely discuss Russia's posturing against its Ukrainian neighbor. Republican Representative from Texas Michael McCaul on ABC News says world leaders are watching America's leaders closely.
These are dangerous times, times of the essence. This will be the largest invasion in Europe since World War II. The time frame, as Jake Sullivan mentioned, is closing. This is why it's so important, because she is watching what is happening. Our adversaries are watching. If Putin could go into Ukraine with no resistance. Certainly, Xi will take Taiwan. He's always wanted this in the South China Sea.
An internal memo indicates Spotify CEO Daniel Ek told employees Sunday that he strongly condemns racial slurs used by Joe Rogan in the past, but that he will not be cutting ties with the popular podcaster. USA Radio News.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
In the summer of 2020, GoFundMe raised money for mostly left-wing Antifa and CHOP's illegal occupation of city property in Seattle, Washington. Now mostly right-wing truckers are protesting vaccine mandates in Canada. GoFundMe pulled their support and are returning roughly $10 million in donations to their contributors after first saying they would choose where to donate the truckers' money. Senator Ted Cruz on Fox Business.
Canadian truckers are heroes. They are patriots, and they are marching for your freedom and for my freedom. They're defending Canada, but they're defending America as well. Of course, the corporate media hates it and is trying to silence them. And big tech, you look at what GoFundMe did. People gave $10 million to support the Freedom Convoy because they were so proud of the courage of these truck drivers. And the thieves in Silicon Valley decided, we don't like your politics, so A, we're going to take your money, and then B, we're going to give it to people we like. Today, I sent a letter to the Federal Trade Commission asking that the FTC open an investigation into GoFundMe into whether they've committed deceptive trade practices.
One protester was on the BBC after Ottawa declared a state of emergency because of the truckers' vaccine mandate protest in Canada.
I'm here to denounce that the unvaccinated for 2 years have been shamed and thrown under the bus in on the public place. It goes against freedom of speech in Canada.
My name's Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Dr. Jack, what do you do?
If they're talking about food, they're talking about exercise, they're talking about rest, vaccines, or anything else that comes along, unless they say, Dr. Jeff, what do you think? They're not ready to hear what I have to say. The majority of people who come to see me just want to get out of pain, and they don't want to sit around and have a family reunion.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Monday. Did you know that? Monday all day, folks. This is the DJV program. February the 7th is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, your friends as well. Jennifer Zoff celebrating her birthday on National Periodic Table Day. Okay, now let's go back in our minds to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you were in chemistry class trying to figure out what in the name of God these periodic tables were. This you can thank this fellow John Newlands, who published the Periodic Table of Elements on this date in 1863. The periodic table is actually The work on doing them goes back to a German chemist named Johann Dobrynner. I guess that's how you pronounce his name. Not important. Nobody's going to be offended because nobody ever heard of this guy. Back in 1817, and he worked with a Swedish chemist to discover the first catalyst by experimenting with hydrogen ignition and potassium powder. Okay, what happened? Did they blow up? What happened when you put the two of them together? Right? I want to know what happened. Let's do this as a high school experiment. Boys and girls, if you're looking for an experiment for your high school science day project, combine hydrogen ignition with potassium powder and see what happens.
Under adult supervision.
Yeah, exactly. Did you ever do that when you were a kid in the garage? Like put things together to see what would explode? Come on.
Mentos Everybody. And pop. That was a big one.
You did what?
You put Mentos in a bottle
into
of
a
pop.
Bottle of Coke
Mentos, the chewing gum? Isn't that
it's
what
not
it is?
Gum. It's a chewy candy, though, yes. Like the minty ones. They used to do that on Letterman. They would do, like, line up all the Coke bottles outside, and then they would drop a Mentos in, and it looks like the Bellagio fountains. It's crazy.
So who's the first person? Did you ever wonder, who's the first person to think of doing that?
Like, I don't know, but what is...
I have wondered if somebody was chewing on a Mentos, and then they took a swig of Coke and were like,
kaboom.
Yeah, what's it doing to your stomach?
Yeah. That's a good question. And the chemistry, I remember doing this when I was a freshman, I think, taking a bolt that was big enough, just big enough to fit through the stem of a Coke bottle. And this was at the suggestion of Mr. Meegan, who was the chemistry teacher. He said, put a bolt into a bottle of Coke and see what happens. Because he was trying to warn us, if you drink Coca-Cola, the same question you just asked, Victoria, what happens to your stomach when you drink all of that fizzy gook? And so that's, you know, you put the screw or the bolt in, and 2 days later it's gone. So what's it? It's a great question. What's it do to your teeth? Never mind what it does down. You know, where do you think tooth decay comes from? And all of the cavities that you have comes from drinking stuff like that. All that sugary stuff, but then never mind the chemicals that are in it. Really bad. So anyway, you have John Newlands to thank for all of this chemical awareness. The published periodic tables, first on this date, 1863, 56 elements were organized into 11 groups. Anybody here remember any of that? Do you remember any even of the elements? I remember nitric oxide and oxygen.
If I was looking
hydrogen.
At it, I would. Failed chemistry, so I probably have spent more time. I had
you know
to retake
what?
It.
I'm happy
so I probably
to hear
spent
that.
More time with the periodic table than most of my friends who are
so you,
also non-science people.
But why did you flunk it? You just didn't get it?
I took like it senior year in high school, and I was playing sports, and I was in the Pain. School musical, and I just had a lot going on. I just didn't study. So.
Really?
And, yeah, and so then I had to take it again, which I did. And I got an A-minus the second time, so.
You did?
It stuck. Yeah, it stuck.
Jay, did you ever flunk anything in school?
Yeah, sure. I flunked math. Number
you did?
I flunked geography.
Really hard for me, yeah.
Geography. Yeah, that's a total truth bomb. That is true. I don't know anything about geography. But I flunked geometry.
Really?
Sophomore year of high
school.
Well,
you thought geometry and geology were the same thing, right?
No, geography, I'm terrible
no,
at.
No, but I'm just
well.
Saying, you can. The people who flunked both of them confused the two of them when they were in school. Geometry and, right?
Yeah, one's rocks and one is, like, that's not
Listen.
True.
That's a completely different subject.
That is not true at all.
Almost had you. Okay, I flunked Litton Fine Arts when I was in college. I think everybody listening should think for a moment, go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear when you were in school, and think about what you flunked. What did you not do? Did you not like the teacher? The teacher didn't like you. I can remember hearing some of my friends go home and tell their mother, I flunked algebra, but the teacher doesn't like me. How many times did you hear that? Yeah. It's the teacher's fault, not mine.
Well,
it's true.
Sometimes,
hard.
Though, yeah, but sometimes the teacher really makes all the difference. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I was an inspiration to my students, as you can imagine.
I had a teacher.
How did you get a job teaching English if you just failed lit?
well, English and literature. No, it was lit and fine arts. It was me memorizing the Mona Lisa times 35. I was never any good at that. I've never been any good at memorization. I told you. When I acted, I always got fired because I would do what I do on the radio. I just, you know, kind ad-lib. Of BS my way through the, ad-lib my way through the lines. Yes, exactly. It doesn't work. Unless you're in a John Wayne movie or something where there's no script or a Burt Reynolds movie. All right, so what did you start to ask me? What did you say, Jay?
Jay. Oh, no, you were just talking about teachers and sometimes they're the problem. I actually had a teacher in middle school who it was a choir teacher, and he graded everybody based on who he liked the most. The people he liked the most got A's, then there were the B's, then the C's, then the D's. I got a C, and when I asked him, like, why did I get a C? And he's like, well, I could have given you a D or an F. He straight up graded everybody based on how he liked them.
Lovely.
And then my mom wrote a strongly worded letter, and he left before the school year was over.
Oh, did he?
Yes, good. But that is an example where the teacher is legitimately the problem.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of problems, one of the biggest phonies to come along in a long, long time is Michael Avenatti, who apparently has been convicted of stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from the lovely and talented Stormy Daniels. Right? He was convicted of stealing the money. It was a book advance on he had her as a client. Doesn't say much about her judgment either, but she's done a lot of things that you would question her judgment about,
but,
I guess.
But in fairness, though.
Not her fault.
He had everybody fooled. He was talking about running against Trump for president.
He's the biggest phony. He had it all. It started with his suits. I look at somebody in suits like that, you're a phony. Big, big phony. So there was a guy on radio.
I don't remember what
he
was wearing, but he stole $300,000 from Stormy. And what he did was he forged her signature so that and changed the bank account number so that when the publishing company routed the money to her as an advance, that's what the $300,000 was, it went into his account. And so she was like, well, I'm not getting paid. I don't know what's going on. And then she thought that the publishing company was lying. And when they said, well, no, we wired the money, and it turns out...
How are you that arrogant that you think you're not going to get caught doing something like this? Yeah. How are you that...
Well, he also... But he also is the same person who was just sentenced to 2.5 years in federal prison because he tried to shake down Nike for $25 million.
Yeah.
Nike went, can you hold, please, Mr. Avenatti? And then they put him on hold, and they called the FBI.
Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, so the Queen says that Camila Cabello is going to be the Queen consort. This is kind of a surprise statement, right?
There you go. Nope. So much wrong in one sentence.
Not even remotely.
What did she really say, Jay?
Camila Parker Bowles, did I say her last name right? That felt really
Bowles.
Weird just now.
Yeah.
But,
the heartbreaker,
Prince Charles.
Wrecker.
Yes, yeah. The wife of Prince Charles. The Queen said that she will be known as Queen Consort when Charles takes the throne, which I feel like is the least shocking of that statement. The most is that she has just acknowledged that Charles will indeed be taking over the throne at some point. He's not going to be passed over for
won't
William,
for long,
like so many of us were hoping
now.
For.
Yeah, but he won't be around long.
He will not be celebrating his platinum jubilee.
73? Is he? I thought he was like 73, 74, something like that. He's in there.
He looks older. But if that is what he is, he looks a lot older. But, it's interesting because at the same time that she made this statement, Prince William and Kate Middleton and their kids, they're all moving out of the city. So they're going back to Kate Middleton's hometown. So it's kind of not surprising that maybe that now that the cat's out of the bag, it's not going to skip over Charles to go to William. So maybe it's giving them a little more freedom, too.
Right. The truth is out, speaking of truth, as to how many lonely Americans have been swindled out of lots of money in various romance scams during COVID.
Oh, so bad.
$343 million plus. This is an analysis by a company called Atlas, which apparently is in the romance business, but not the, well, they say they're not in the scam business. But anyway, the Federal Trade Commission says they've had reports of $343 million in scam. That is people calling to complain about being ripped off. So if that many people called about being ripped off, I'm figuring the number is about twice what the FTC says it is, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah. Some people don't know that they've been swindled, and they think that, you know, the ruse is still being kept up on the other end, so they may not know. Yeah, so many people who were alone, single, living alone, or just, you know, single in general, got on dating apps during the pandemic because we really, I mean, think about what we were doing in, you know, during like the height of lockdown. You know, we were doing happy hour Zoom calls with friends who were single just to have a social life for them. You know, I mean, we were doing a lot of stuff with our single friends, and all of them got on dating apps even if they had never done it before. So it was just like this whole new landscape for fraud.
Well, but if you look at the way they lurked on these dating sites, and we're all over social media as well, Jay, to find victims. It was men, it was women, more often men scamming women than the other way around. But there were plenty of women who were scamming men as well. And I think that this stuff, even though it's being pointed out, still is going on for sure. Coming up on 47 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry Walling, best-selling author, psychologist, and creator of the Zen Founder podcast. And I'm teaming up with Intuit QuickBooks for a new campaign to help small businesses. The QuickBooks Early Start campaign will provide integrated tools designed to help small businesses grow and succeed from day one. All small businesses face challenges, but Intuit can help with its global technology platforms. Early Start shows entrepreneurs how programs like QuickBooks and MailChimp can provide solutions for today's competitive marketplace. When it comes to keeping a small business running smoothly, Intuit QuickBooks provides the tools that allow business owners to focus on more important needs. Finally, as a psychologist who studies business practices, I advise entrepreneurs that it's critically important to work smarter and to put your time and energy toward activities that yield the highest return. I'm Dr. Sherry Walling. For more information about the Early Start campaign, visit QuickBooks.com.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good. So good, you gotta try it. With Straight Talk, you can get our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month. Now with unlimited high-speed data, plus 5 gigabytes hotspot data, and no contract, with nationwide 5G on America's best networks. Why pay a whole lot for your data when you can get unlimited for a whole lot less? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Chucker, you're my hero. 53 past the hour. It's Movie Moments time here on the DJV program for Monday, the 7th of February. This is a great theme from a great movie with great actors. Are you all for that, Chucker? You like that?
Yes, very much so.
Frankie Lane, who did the theme for lots and lots of westerns, and that wasn't lost on Mel Brooks. He did Blazing Saddles, so he had him do it because, he wanted the public to think this was a moderately legitimate Western, which, of course, it wasn't, but it was probably the most fun you could have in a couple of hours at that time. Don't you think, Chucker? I mean, and even today, it certainly holds up. You couldn't get away with doing the movie. Somebody wouldn't remake that movie probably today.
Well, actually,
I tried to watch it a few times. I just can't get into it. And I love Mel Brooks, but
when they edit it for TV today, because of its political incorrectness, a two-hour movie goes to 2.5 minutes. So, so anyway, the Blazing Saddles hit theaters this day in movie history, February 7, 1974, and it became a big hit. People laughed. Obviously, you know, its language is pretty rough. Having said that, like we've talked many times on the show, the whole point of that movie was to show how ridiculous people are in terms of, it's an anti-racist movie. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, Jennifer Garner was given the Hasty Pudding Woman of the Year Award at Harvard. She is beyond reproach as far as I'm concerned. She was paraded through the streets of Cambridge around Harvard. It was pretty cold this past weekend. She said, this is crazy. This is nuts. She's very happy about it. I didn't realize she was 49. My God.
I like her. I'm a fan.
49. Yeah.
I ever tell you the story when my wife was pregnant with my daughter and I knew I was having a girl. So I was trying to figure out what names I could name her. My first inclination is I wanted to name who was a boy I was or a girl. I was thinking about maybe Taylor because I love Charlton Heston's character in Planet of the Apes, but that was his last name. But I was a big fan. I liked Jennifer Garner a lot, but I didn't want to name my daughter Jennifer. And I liked the movie Scream. So Jennifer Garner played Sydney Bristow in the
TV show Alias.
So I like the name Sydney, and I named my daughter. I think I named my daughter either after Neve Campbell in Scream or Jennifer Garner in Alias. But anyway, I'm happy with the result. I like the name.
Yeah, that's a great name. I didn't ever know that.
If that's a strange story, I don't apologize.
No, but it's a good story. That's very good. Very good. Congratulations, Chucker.
You're welcome.
All right, tell us the story of box office totals for the weekend, will you please?
Jackass Forever, number one, $23 million. Not as high in terms of box office as some of the other ones, but still, theater owners will take it. Moonfall, Roland Emmerich's new disaster film, $10 million. No surprise here because disaster movies have a tough time at the box office. This will play overseas and probably do 80% of its box office internationally.
I'm going to go see it this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it this week also. Yeah. Spider-Man No Way Home, another 9.6. $748 million so far. That's a good number, Doug. Scream, 4.7, $68 million in 3 weeks. And Sing 2, 4.7, $139 million overall. The Batman, which opens on March 4th, tracking at around $150 million opening weekend.
Easy.
Which tells you, Doug, people, I don't know if you know this, but people like these superheroes. You give them a superhero movie, and you're going to get people into movie theaters.
I was on the plane watching the story of the James Bond movies with a focus on No Time to Die and how it was played by,
Daniel Craig.
Craig, yeah. So the way that they presented the Broccolis in a very good light. I didn't realize that Barbara and her brother, Michael Wilson, her brother-in-law, I guess, they became the producers, and they're the ones that wanted to go all out and spend $200 million to produce these movies, which have the least any James Bond movie has made during the time that Daniel Craig was James Bond was $800 million. The window is between $800 million and a billion.
That's pretty good. Listen, that's a lot better than the Timothy Dalton two movies, even though I actually like Timothy Dalton as Bond.
In this movie, the overview, Dalton is interviewed, and he said that Broccoli went to him when he was 26, to be James Bond. He said, I'm too young to play James Bond. And so he didn't do it then. What'd you start
to say? Based on that, they go back to the well. That same thing with Pierce Brosnan. They looked at him younger, and then he Remington Steele, and then he had availability. And he was a good Bond, too. He was very good.
Then they went through the three who are likely to be the new James Bond, and they're all from Hunger, as far as I can see. All right, Chucker, good job.
Thank you, Doug.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.